Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We like this guy. He's a good friend of the show. I remember we started tweeting. I think he may have even tweeted us first back in the day. This is when he was a stud, launching 30 bombs for the Rays. He got banged up with the D-backs, but he's landed on his feet, and he's with the Chicago Cubs. He's an outfielder. He's just a good player, and more importantly, a smart, sensible, good dude. That's Steven Souza, who is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Steve, how you doing, buddy? What's happening?
Wow, that's a lot of compliments and expectations to live up to, but I appreciate it, and you know I love you guys, and big fan of the show. I'm doing good.
Yeah, you notice I omitted the part that you won for 10 to start the season. I kept that out. So.
Hey, you know, at this point, when you got 60 games, 1 for 10, might as well be a three-week slump.
That's true. That's true.
How does it feel? Yeah, Steven. Yeah, how does it feel? Like, no fans. It's only 60 games. There's so much going on. Like, how does this feel for you guys right now?
It's definitely different. You know, I think that we have a unique clubhouse where we've got a ton of veteran presence in here. And so we're just kind of rallying around each other and bringing energy in the dugout and trying to create, you know, almost our own sense of energy that a crowd normally brings. And so it kind of feels a little bit like high school in summer ball, a little bit.
Nice.
We're just competing out there. But yeah. Definitely strange, and I think the 60-game season as far as a hitter aspect is just like good starts are crucial, right? Like you're not going to have a whole lot of time to turn it back around.
Yeah,
kinda crazy.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, speaking of some of your veterans, you have, you know, at least two that are cancer survivors on your squad, Rizzo and John Lester. What are you guys talking about inside the locker room relative to the coronavirus, especially as you've seen, you know, this thing start to take some of these teams and grip them and cause delays and cancellations and postponement, et cetera. What's the conversation with those type of guys in your locker room like right now?
Well, I can tell you this, like our team is an anomaly right now. We have yet to have a negative test. And that goes to the fact that everybody's just doing their due diligence to stay safe off the field and inside the clubhouse. So those guys they feel safe, you know, here. And, you know, those guys are such warriors. They feel like they beat cancer, they can beat anything, you know. And so it doesn't distract them. They're two mentally sharp guys. But, you know, it's like I'm responsible for their lives. And there's no other point in my life, you know, or my baseball career where I've been so responsible for so many people and every decision I make impacts that. And so we're taking that seriously here, and that's the best we can do.
That's awesome. Talking to Steven Souza with the Cubbies now. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, Steve, there's a lot of things we want to throw by you to get your pulse on. First of all, you know, the Joe Kelly incident with the Astros, I'm just going to set this up real quick and you take the reins. You can't throw 98 at somebody's head. You just can't do it. Stick him in the ribs, stick him in the behind, get him in the leg. I don't care. You throw it the dome. That's no. Having said that, a lot of people think the 8 games is probably a little bit much. I was actually okay with it because I think it was meant to dissuade people from doing that again. Your take on the entire Kelly Astros situation, the headhunting is unacceptable in my book. You're a player. You dig into the box. What do you see? What did you see when you saw that?
I agree with you. The head is too high. You know, I've been hit by Joe Kelly in the hand and broke my hand. So if you get hit in the head, It's too much. And, you know, he's not, let's be real here, he's not a pinpoint precision pitcher, and stuff does get away from him from time to time. So I feel for him on that. But, you know, barring everything, you know, I get that the whole league is frustrated with these guys, and it's not going to stop. You know, you're not going to just be able to put it away and say, don't do it again. There's a lot of frustration that people feel like they've been cheated out of a lot of stuff. And that's not going away, like I said. However, I don't think necessarily the 8 games had to do with him throwing at those guys. Where I do think it was insinuating on-field events. That's what I think is what happened. Is with the coronavirus, I think MLB is trying to say, we need to stay off the field. Like, you can't throw at somebody because we don't want somebody on the field, because we don't want too many people gathering. Because if somebody were to test positive on that, man, right, the close contact rate in that would go through the roof, and you'd have 2 teams done. So I think MLB is just trying to say, like, pitchers, you can't throw at people right now because we can't – hitters can't come get you because we don't want all this. It's like a domino effect. That's the way I see it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, the other thing baseball-wise – that has been big. It's one, obviously, the Joe Kelly suspension has been a big story, but it's also all these postponed games. And so, I mean, there's no way you're getting 60 games from some of these teams. I mean, the Marlins aren't playing for another, you know, actually they're playing today. They're supposed to play today. Like, the inequality of scheduling is going to be unique. How do you think this season plays itself out, and the job that Manfred has done is kind of adjusting? You know, the Yankees and the Orioles, they did a makeshift 2-game set. You know, the job that MLB is doing right now, how are you judging it? Because from afar, it doesn't look like they're doing it well enough.
Yeah, it's definitely complicated. I don't know how it's all going to work out in the end to all make itself, you know, worthy, but I do know that there's 16 teams that are going to the postseason. Yeah. So I think there's some kind of room for that, right? Like, we agreed to that as a PA and MLB, and I think that kind of bridges the gap of, like, some uncertainty. So if you're really bad, you're just not going to make it. I mean, that's the bottom 14 teams in the league.
Yeah.
And if you're somewhere in the middle, like, I think there's some groundwork to kind of bridge that over. I think that'll take care of a lot of stuff, having that 16-team playoffs, and it'll get the teams that probably should be in there that maybe something happened along the line. But, you know, I'm probably going to be a little biased here. I just don't think that we've handled this since the beginning very well. I don't think what Manfred's done for the sport has been very good. I don't think the way that everything was publicly humiliated was good. I just don't think it's been good. And I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed as a player to watch this take place, because, you know, when I leave this game, I want to leave it for the generations, and we do this for the fans. And there was just so much, there's just been so much distraction and so much hidden agendas in all these discussions that it's almost been just embarrassing. Like I said, I don't know any other way to put it, but I do know that we're doing, you know, 29 teams or however many teams that those players are doing all they can to stay on the field. And, you know, I'm talking to guys around the league, and everybody wants to finish this season, and they want to play, and they're doing all they can with safety protocols. And so from a player's perspective, I just think that everybody's doing the best they can, except for obviously the situation in Miami.
I just saw this, and I'll give it to you guys as I have it too. So John Heyman has this, Ken Rosenthal. 7 Cardinal players have tested positive for COVID, and 6 staff members. So 13 total personnel. Tiger series postponed with the Cardinals. So that's just coming in here. And Steven, can you take us, because I think we all wonder about this. You know, it's so rare that, you know, pro athletes are confined to anything. You're young, you're healthy, you know. I'm not saying you do this maybe back in the day, but, you know, young guys go out, they have a couple drinks, they're single, they go, you know, they go try to meet some women, whatever they're doing. Life on the road can be pretty fun. The isolation of the locker room, I mean, even like when you get on the bus, is there just this incredible awareness, like the spacing and an awkwardness, or is it because it's your teammates, there's a level of comfortability where you're not as on high alert as maybe I would be if I walked into the store to get milk for my kids.
Yeah, I think that just being around our team, because we're getting tested so frequently, you feel way safer, and you're watching the way guys are taking care of themselves and knowing what they're doing. You know, you hear what guys are doing because everybody's talking in the clubhouse about what they're doing off the field. And, I mean, here everybody's, like you're saying, just by yourself in isolation, which is horrible, right? Like, I don't want to just sit in my apartment and just go for the field and back. Like, nobody wants to do that. You know, I take my scooter out sometimes and I have a mask on when I ride around, but as a young kid, like, you're right. Like, I get that it's a lot of fun to go out and, you know, you want to do some fun stuff, go to a bar, have a drink. And, you know, that's, none of those things are wrong, like, in themselves, if that's what you want to do. But right now, it is. It's not okay to do that. And I think it's hard to put that discipline into your life right now. But what you're saying is, this is more important than 29 other teams finishing their season.
Gotcha.
Right now, me going and getting a drink is more important than 29 other teams finishing their season. Me not wearing a mask when I go to wherever I go is more important than 29 other teams finishing their season. And that's one of the most selfish things you can do right now.
Well said. Hey, listen, man, we're up against a hard break. Otherwise, we chat a little bit more, but always good to hook up.
Yeah.
He's our MLB correspondent, Steven Sousa, also plays outfield for the Cubbies. Yeah.
That was good insight, Steven.
That was great.
It really was.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah,
good
guys. Appreciate you. Always a pleasure. Love talking to you guys. You guys do well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.